data journalism is revolutionizing political reporting by providing objective, evidence-based insights and fostering a more informed public. Hey there, welcome to another episode of Data Politics at Data Tunnel. I'm your host, Fede, and today I'm joined by my analytical and curious co-host, Val, who always keeps us updated on the latest trends in data and politics. In this episode, we'll be diving into the fascinating world of data journalism and how it's changing the landscape of political reporting. So, let's get started.
That's right, Fede. Data journalism has gained significant traction in recent years. As the name suggests, it involves the use of data to tell compelling and informative stories, particularly in the realm of politics. By analyzing large datasets, journalists can uncover hidden patterns and trends, providing a fresh perspective on political events and issues.
Absolutely, Val. The rise of data journalism can be attributed to the growing availability of data, advancements in technology, and the increasing demand for fact-based reporting. By harnessing the power of data, journalists can deliver more accurate and reliable information, ultimately fostering a more informed public. Now, let's explore.
Data journalism offers numerous advantages over traditional reporting methods. For starters, it enables journalists to provide objective, evidence-based insights, reducing the risk of bias or misinformation. In addition, data journalism promotes transparency, as the sources of data can be easily verified and scrutinized.
That's right, Val. Data journalism also helps to bridge the gap between complex political issues and the general public. By presenting data in visually appealing and easily digestible formats, such as infographics and interactive charts, journalists can make complicated topics more accessible and engaging. This, in turn, encourages public discourse and participation in the political process. Speaking of engagement, let's not forget.
Over the years, we've seen numerous instances of data journalism making a significant impact on political reporting. A prime example is the work of 538, a website founded by renowned statistician Nate Silver. By leveraging data-driven analysis and predictions, 538 has transformed the way elections are covered and discussed. And who can forget?
Another notable example is the Panama Papers investigation, which involved the analysis of millions of documents to expose the offshore financial dealings of politicians, business leaders, and celebrities. This groundbreaking collaborative effort among journalists and data analysts from around the world shed light on hidden financial networks and their potential impact on political decision-making. But, as with any new approach,
while data journalism offers numerous benefits, it's not without its challenges. Journalists must ensure that the data they use is accurate and reliable, as any errors can undermine the credibility of their reporting. Additionally, there's the issue of data privacy and the ethical use of sensitive information. And as we've seen before,
indeed, Val, journalists must strike a delicate balance between the public's right to know and the need to protect individual privacy. Responsible data journalism involves adhering to strict ethical guidelines and data protection laws, ensuring that the information is used in a fair and responsible manner. Data journalism has undoubtedly revolutionized political reporting, providing more objective, evidence-based insights and fostering a more informed public. As technology continues to advance, and more data becomes available, we can expect to see further innovations in this field, ultimately leading to even more accurate and engaging political coverage.
That's right, Fede. As data journalism continues to evolve, we must remain vigilant in upholding ethical standards and ensuring the responsible use of data. By doing so, we can harness the power of data to enhance our understanding of the complex world of politics and promote a more transparent and accountable political landscape.
Well said, Val. And as always, we'd love to hear from our listeners. If you have any thoughts on data journalism or suggestions for future podcast topics, feel free to reach out to us at Data Tunnel. You can also follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter for more insights into data politics. And remember what John F. Kennedy once said, "The ignorance of one voter in a democracy impairs the security of all." So let's keep learning and growing together.